This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn says that progress is being made on Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Meanwhile, Sweden is now expected to officially join NATO in the coming days or weeks after Hungary has finally given its approval on Monday, which is actually the last member to decide to join in. French President Emmanuel Macron is saying that sending Western troops on the ground in Ukraine is not ruled out in the future, after the issue was debated at a gathering of European leaders in Paris as Russia's full-scale invasion grinds into a third year. The French leader said, "We will do everything needed to prevent Russia from winning the war." The meeting gathered over 20 European heads of state and government and other Western allies as well. Macron added that there is no consensus today to send an official endorsed NATO troops on the ground, but in terms of dynamics, nothing can be ruled out. He also declined to provide details about which nations are actually considering sending troops on the ground. An eyewitness has recounted the fatal 2021 shooting of cinematographer Halenia Hutchins by actor Alec Baldwin during a movie rehearsal in New Mexico. The camera operator described during trial Monday his frustrations on the set as a gunfire misfired. This is VOA News. Donald Trump has appealed his $454 million New York civil fraud judgment, challenging a judge's finding that he lied about his wealth as he grew the real estate empire that launched him to stardom and the presidency. Former president's lawyers filed a note asking the state's mid-level appeals court to overturn Judge Arthur Engoron's February 16 ruling and Attorney General Letitia James's lawsuit. The appeal ensures that the legal fight over Trump's business practices will persist into the thick of the presidential primary season and likely beyond as he seeks to clinch the in his quest to retake the U.S. and oust or the White House and oust U.S. President Joe Biden. French President Emmanuel Macron has been greeted with boos and whistles at the opening of the Paris Agricultural Fair by angry farmers who blame him for not doing enough to support them. Several dozen protesters forced their way through security barriers on Saturday before the event's official opening. They entered the site as the president was arriving. French farmers have been protesting for months across the country and in Paris to demand better living conditions, simpler regulations, and better protections against foreign competition that they see as unfair. The United States and European Union are heaping hundreds of new sanctions on Russia on the eve of the after its invasion of Ukraine and its retaliation for the death of the Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. President Joe Biden is saying that the U.S. is going to continue to ensure that Putin pays a price for his aggression abroad and repression at home. But while previous sanctions have increased costs for Russia's ability to fight in Ukraine, they appear to have done very little so far to deter Putin. It's unclear that the latest big round will significantly alter his intentions. President Biden says he hopes, again, a ceasefire will happen between Israel and Hamas and would pause hostilities and allow remaining hostages to be released to take effect by early next week. Asked when he hoped such a deal could be finalized, Biden said Monday that he hoped it could have happened by next Monday. His national security advisor tells him that negotiators are close. Meanwhile, Human Rights Watch says Israel failed to comply with an order by the United Nations top court to provide urgently needed aid to desperate people in the Gaza Strip. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.